Washington State and Arkansas were neighbors, a border war might break out. That's how one Washington State police officer describes the current relationship between them. Emotions are raw, nearly a week after police say an Arkansas parolee living in Washington State ambushed and murdered four officers. He was shot dead after a two-day manhunt. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports.
It's the question everyone in Washington State seems to be asking. Why wasn't Maurice Clemens in jail last Sunday when authorities say he walked into a coffee shop near Tacoma and gunned down four Lakewood police officers? Officer Brian Wirtz is the Lakewood Police Union president. At a news conference one day after the murders, he held his outrage in check.
The chief knows I'm not very politically correct, but I have to be to a point. I can't believe he was out on the street. If what is true, I think this country needs to get together and figure out why these people are out.
Maurice Clemens was a parolee from Arkansas living in Washington State. He had a long rap sheet, but also a history of catching breaks. In 2000, then-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee commuted Clemens' 108-year sentence for crimes he committed as a teenager. Earlier this year, Clemens racked up a spate of new felony charges, including one for child rape, a violation of his Arkansas parole. He was arrested, but 6 days before the four police officers were shot dead, Clemens posted bail and walked free. How did this happen? Eldon Vale, Washington's Secretary of Corrections, says Arkansas botched an arrest warrant by not entering it into the National Crime Database.
When it came time to release him, typically, the jail would look to see if there are any warrants. When they looked, there was no warrant in the system. It's as simple as that.
Previously, Arkansas had issued a warrant and entered it into the national database. But once Clemens was arrested, Arkansas rescinded that warrant. That triggered a heated email exchange between Washington and Arkansas corrections officials this summer over how to prevent Clemens from bailing out of jail. Eventually, Arkansas issued a second warrant that should have kept him behind bars. But Washington officials say the cover sheet was filled out incorrectly, and since it wasn't put into the national database, jailers had no way of knowing not to release Clemens. Matt DeCampbell is a spokesman for Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe. He says the warrant was filled out correctly and that there's a good reason why it wasn't entered.
You enter a warrant into the National Crime Information Center database when you can't find someone, when you're needing to locate someone. This is someone who was already in the system. They'd been in custody. It was known where he was. And so that warrant was entered into the Interstate Compact.
The Interstate Compact is an agreement between all 50 states. It basically says if an offender moves out of the state where he committed his crime, the state he moves to will take over supervision of his parole. Now, a defiant Washington Governor Chris Gregoire announced this week that Washington will no longer accept Arkansas parolees, at least for now.
My job is to protect the people of the state of Washington, first and foremost. And when I don't feel that's happening, I have to take a step like this. So if Arkansas doesn't like it, sue me.
Arkansas says it has no plans to sue. The governors of both states have agreed to jointly review the Interstate Compact rules. Meanwhile, Maurice Clemens is dead, but the case goes on. Several of his friends and family members have been arrested for helping him evade police after the shootings. Melanie Burwell is a sister-in-law of one of the slain officers.
They shouldn't have been on the streets, none of them. And they take away husbands and wives and fathers.
A memorial service for the four murdered officers is scheduled for next Tuesday in Tacoma. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.